Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue a message, The Paths of the Lord. And we are just looking at some scripture references which encourage us to, first of all, be aware that God is in control of our lives. In Psalm 139 and 3, a beautiful scripture that tells us, Thou compassest my path, am I lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. He knows where you're at right now, brother and sister, and He has promised in His Word that He will lead His people in right paths. In Proverbs 2, 6 and 9, it says, He gives wisdom, He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. And in Isaiah 42 and 16, I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Beautiful promise to hang on if you're looking for the Lord's wisdom and direction in your life. But now, I would like to, on this broadcast, share just some passages of Scripture, and that's really what I'm doing, on the importance of prayer in asking the Lord for His guidance and direction. Some, and you might jot these down if you, I mean, there's no better way to pray than to actually pray Scripture. Psalm 27 and 11 says, Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Psalm 119 and 35 says, Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Psalm 17 and 5 says, Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. And of course, that beautiful and familiar passage found in Psalm 23 and 3, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God. And then this prayer of Psalm 25 and 4, Shew me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, because it's in the way of the Lord that there is blessing and peace and joy and every good thing that we desire and seek after. Isaiah 26 and 7 says, The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. So, we need to ask, and then having asked, we can have the confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us, and we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So, to ask for God's wisdom, to pray to be led in His paths, certainly is in the will of the Lord. So, we can be assured that God will answer us. God will direct us in the path that you are to walk. Another precious, beautiful promise found in Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. Listen to this, because it's a sequential and multifaceted exhortation. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, number one. Number two, lean not unto thine own understanding. Three, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So it says to trust the Lord, that's basically faith. Don't figure on your own reasoning or logic to kind of work things out, because sometimes God may ask you to do things that don't seem logical at the very moment you're looking at them. But He won't lead you into foolishness. He won't lead you astray. But many times it will require faith. And also, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Let Him be the true Lord of your life. And if so, then He promises He will direct your paths. Another beautiful scripture, Isaiah 30 and verse 21, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it." And also, it's good to know that while there may be apparent ups and downs in our day-to-day walk, sometimes we feel like we're on the mountain, and other times it's like, what happened? How do I get down in this valley? But on the whole, our path is an upward path. Our path, if we could view it from a distance, from a heavenly perspective, it is a walk, as long as we're trusting the Lord and obeying Him, it is a walk of spiritual progress, as well as a walk of unity in the Spirit, because isn't it marvelous? God's orchestrating all of our lives, and He's putting us all together in His body as He desires, and there's unity that the Holy Spirit is bringing. And well, there are those that say, well, you know, miracles aren't a part of today's life. Actually, I'm reading it's a good commentary, not a commentary, it's a translation of the Bible. But this dear scholar is firmly convinced that miracles just ceased after the time of the apostles. They just didn't happen after that. They weren't necessary. Oh, I don't know. I think we need miracles more than ever today. But the point is, that's how man's logic looks at things. But we are, as long as we are not in the unity of the faith, which we're not, that God has given fivefold ministry to be able to encourage, to teach, to support, to speak the word of the Lord to His people. So let's look at Proverbs 4 and 18, which says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Oh, can you hardly wait for that day? Amen. That we can encourage ourselves with the coming of the Lord. That's a very positive scriptural thing to do. Scripture admonishes us to do that. But we can know that one day Jesus will make good all of His promises, and He's just gone to prepare a place for us, for that where He is, we may also be. And as far as unity, Joel 2:8 says, "Neither shall one thrust another, they shall walk every one in his path." Praise God. So, beloved, even though sometimes it doesn't seem to your vantage point that you're going anywhere, that you're really growing, that you're really advancing, that your path is an upward path, you know, we're not a very good judge of ourselves. Even Paul said, "I don't judge myself," but He knows one who is a righteous judge, and He judges with right judgment. And so the Lord, He's with us regardless of where our pathway leads. You know, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, and the Lord said, "Come into the valley, and I will speak with you there." And you know, sometimes it's in the valley that we can see God face to face. Isaiah said, "Whoever is walking in the dark without a ray of light, let him have confidence in the Eternal and lean upon his God." That's Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verse 10, Moffat's translation. Whoever is walking in the dark without a ray of light, let him lean upon his God. Praise God. Let him have confidence in the Lord. And I'm just, right now I'm going for the King James Version, which is my Bible. Let's see what Isaiah 50 and 10 says. "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." Oh, praise God. Doesn't that sound good? Let's just join our hearts in prayer. If you need strength, just claim His strength right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You. There are those who are walking in darkness, Lord. They feel like they really are in a valley place. But Lord, You said Yea, though I walk through the valley, even of the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because you are with us. Your rod and staff comfort us, and that's your word, Lord. That's why I share much scripture on the broadcast, Lord. It's not my words, but it's your words that is going to change a life, that's going to empower your believer. And so, Father, right now I'm asking for that strengthening, that encouraging, and that light upon their path, that they will know and have the assurance. We all want to see a mile down the road, but Lord, many times you don't let that happen, but you let us see enough to take the next step. And I loose that light upon their pathway that they can take that next step. Hallelujah. My precious beloved, the light shines more brilliantly in the darkest night. Faith, beloved, is the beacon to guide your pathway. It is a simple thing to believe, to act on faith. The God of the universe asks, is there anything that I cannot do to meet your need? Faith, beloved, is a way of life. It's a pathway of holiness. It's a lifestyle. It's a peaceable and safe habitation. Let not concerns and the worries of this life overtake you, but be convinced, beloved, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I am in control and that I care for my own. Your times are in my hands, and there's no better place to be. Your simple, childlike faith can overcome every obstacle and see the silver lining in every cloud. I have promised to lead and to guide you all the days of your life. I give you everything you need for life and godliness. Therefore, rejoice, beloved, and believe that I am sufficient to anything and everything, says your God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. We receive that word. And Lord, I just thank you that you've called us. We're really as eagles. You said we would mount up as wings as eagles. So I'm praying your beloved will soar as the eagle and from the mountain heights be able to behold you as the King of glory. Through eyes of faith, Lord, we know you are revealed and unveiled in every situation. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement, for your presence on this broadcast. Amen and amen. Well, if you need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here for you. The announcer in just a moment is going to give that contact information. I'd love to hear from you. I consider it a sacred privilege to pray and personally minister to your needs. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glassing. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.